Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Hold this up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Put forth this particular program as the host
Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for you and your congregation sponsoring this effort, as well as allowing me and others to share this platform with you. Most importantly, we want to thank each and every one of you, each of you who is lit, each one of you who's listening on the Blog Talk Radio format using the telephone or the internet, as well as those who have decided to join me as I simulcast this devotional live on Facebook. Again, Godspeed to all of you. I'm calling this, as Danielle indicated, true honor, because we're in the middle, so to speak, of the period between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And I thought that I would give what I initially was going to note as a reminder. But as I continue to interact with various ones, both in the church and out, I decided to change the wording from a reminder to an admonition, because I feel that people maybe don't know what it means to give true honor to the parents. And so because of that, I want to speak to the point, and then if there are prayer requests that are needed, then, you know, we can maybe entertain those. Either those of you on the internet can list them, or if we have a moment, we can still entertain those. But know that I'll definitely be praying a general prayer associated with the topic. You guys know the scriptures already. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. This is a passage that has resonated so well with me because I took it literally, and I still take it literally, that if I'm able to do what I need to do in not only obeying my parents, but honoring them, that God is going to bless me immeasurably with maybe even longer life. And so it has been a driver for me all of these years. Of course, you guys know the other passage that also is in the New Testament that echoes what's in the Ten Commandments, and that is Matthew chapter 4, and Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 4, where the Bible says, "For God said, honor your father and mother, for he speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, who says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God. He is not to honor his father and mother. And by this, you invalidate the word of God for the sake of your traditions." And then that's when he says his famous words, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." But the whole argument and the idea was about their traditions, the traditions of the Jews, and how that Jesus and the disciples were not following those traditions. And Jesus kind of brought up this honor your father and mother thing as a deal where it's really not about your traditions, because your traditions violate the word. And so I kind of want to bring us back to the idea of honor here, because I am really, really frustrated that I continue to hear that there are families out there where a mother and or a father have several siblings, but only one of the siblings is really doing what's necessary to make sure that the parents are honored. This idea of honor, the Hebrew, the Greek word that I just referenced in both Matthew 15 and in Ephesians 6, they both reference the word a meaning that says to fix a value. to fix a value. And that's really more than just kind of giving people a hand clap or giving people lip service. But to fix a value really is to say, hey, if this is a person who is to be highly esteemed, then you need to make sure that they receive just value for the esteem that you have for them. And yet this is not subjective. This is not, well, I don't esteem my parents highly, so I don't have to honor them in any great manner. This is less about your parents and whether or not your parents have been good parents. This is more about you and whether or not you want to be a good Christian. So that's why when you're seeing the honor your father and mother being brought over from the Old Testament to the New, the concept of true honor, it basically equates to respect. It doesn't matter that you're grown and that you got your own children and that you've established yourself. You should always, 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 did I say always? Always respect your parents as your parents. Now, I'm going to talk about the second aspect of this in a minute, but a lot of times people sometimes when parents get feeble, they have less respect for them. Whereas if you have the spiritual mindset and that your actions are spiritually appraised, you'll realize that you end up getting wiser and wiser every single day. It doesn't matter that you're in your 60s. Your parents still end up being even more wise if they were guided by God and his spirit as well. Respect them. Respect them as, and please make sure that you give them the dignity that they still are deserving of in their older age. Second is attention. There was that time when the record would play on one side and you would hear that song that was played and you would love that side and you would just play it and play it and play it and play it. Play it until it started to warp and it wouldn't play right because the needle has put too much of a groove on that song and you'd have to do something else. And sometimes we get too wrapped up in mama has to serve me. Mama has to give me money. Daddy has to support me. You know, mama has to cook. Daddy has to come fix my car. Well, the idea is that at some point you need to turn the record over because then it becomes less about them doing for you and more you doing for them. Sometimes it's time to play the other side of the record. Honor, when it's true honor, is one where not, if you got five siblings, one person is working herself, and it's usually her, to do it. Whereas the others who are in town, that's what I heard yesterday, the other day, that sparked me to talk about this, that, you know, I got a lady who, she's not even in town, but she's the one that's having to do all of the work because the ones that are in town for their older parents who's Alzheimer's and, you know, one can't take care of the other and the other can't take care of the one, you know, you have to be involved because even though you may have your own families, if you're a spiritual person, you got to be able to plug into your parents, stay plugged in, and make sure that they have a responsibility. And this idea of fixing the value definitely has a connotation of money. Make sure that financially there are things that if they have on fixed income, or maybe there might even be shortages, you want to make sure that you are doing what you can. And not just one. You got three children. All three need to make a commitment to fix a value. Fix a value. Use your family and medical leave time that would allow you to take time off to come spend time with mom and dad who need either your care and comfort or They need your actual physical support. True honor is one of respect. It's one of giving appropriate attention. And it may be involved, it may be that when you get paid, that every time you get paid, dad or mom get paid too. That you send them the money, you put it in their credit union, you do what you need to do to make sure that they are honored. And despite their objections, no, you don't have to do that for me. No, you got a family. You need to say, and here's your comeback, because some of you run into this. Your comeback is, mama, you're not going to have me not do what the Bible says I need to do. The Bible says I need to honor you. So, mama, daddy, I'm doing this. True honor. One of respect, one of attention, and one, possibly, of money. Some of you have moved your parents in your homes. Some of you have done any number of other things to make sure that they are cared for. God bless you. But let's continue to spread the word of what true honor is, and all of that burden should be on one person. Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, we want it to be the case that as we honor our parents, that you will be pleased with our efforts, that as we honor our elderly, period, let's continue to send the wisdom and the knowledge that they have, and to be able to respect them for all the things that they have given. And even if we are dealing with parents that have not maybe been the best parents, let's show that despite that, we can be children who nurture the and breathe the word to the point where we can still, despite maybe their shortcomings, show that we're willing to break the cycle of dysfunctional parenting. And then not only be able to be better parents with our children, but to be a great support to a supporter who honors them according to what the Bible has to say. Continue to bless us and keep us all. For we're all in need of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.